In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is a lot in the story about the resurrection of Lazarus, brothers and sisters. Lots of things. I wrote a couple of them down. This is not a complete list at all. The resurrection of Lazarus. The story teaches very clearly about the dual nature of Christ. His power over death, the great tragedy of death, that's why he wept. It's a type of the resurrection because it points to the resurrection that was to come, both of Christ and of us. It also shows the power of sin to make people not believe. And there are several other things as well. But every time I read this, I am struck the most by the dialogue of Jesus with Martha and Mary. And the reason why is because I think it's easy for us to believe that Jesus is resurrected. If you have faith, you believe that. But it's hard for us because of our sins, because of our circumstances, because of our passions, because of our past experiences, because of traumas in our life, to believe that the resurrection applies to us 100%. I think a lot of us are like that person who says, I would never win the lottery. I don't want to trivialize. I don't want you to play the lottery. But we have an attitude that sometimes things don't apply to us deep down. And that's why I identify with Martha. She just lost her brother. She loved him very much. And Christ came. She knew Christ could raise him. She absolutely knew that. She knew that if Christ had come when he was sick, he would not have died. Of that, she was certain. But her brother was dead 4 days in the grave. He was stinking already. And the Lord arrived late. So Martha had diminished hope, not a fullness of hope. She knew that the Lord could do it, but she, in her mind, thought he was late and that it must be that Lazarus would be dead. I think that very much applies to us. It should. To a pastor it does, that's for sure. Because a pastor sees death every day. Every single day I feel death, I see death, I experience death. I'm not talking about death of the body. I've experienced that. I've seen that happen. I've been there when people have died. But that is not the difficult part of being a pastor, or being a human being, for that matter, because really, all of us should have this feeling. We should see death in the world, death operating in ourselves, death operating in our loved ones. And we should feel that feeling that the Lord felt when he wept. It's not supposed to be this way. We're not supposed to have death. That's not the way God originally planned. Adam and Eve were to never die. But they did. And that contagion of sin was transmitted to the rest of the human race that causes death. I see death constantly. I see people that are 2 days dead, 3 days dead, 4 days dead, but never more than four. Because the Lord raised Lazarus, who was 4 days dead. So nobody while they live is completely dead. 4 days dead is pretty dead. And I've seen people pretty dead. But God can raise them. And this is the message that I take home in the resurrection of Lazarus. Martha said, Lord, well, both of them said, actually, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus said to Martha, thy brother shall rise up. But she needed more consolation than that. She couldn't quite believe. And I wonder, why is it that we don't completely believe? Why is it that we don't live completely in the resurrection? It's a complete mystery to me. I don't understand it. In my own life, I don't get it. And in the life of my flock, my loved ones, I don't get it. Why is it that we don't live completely in the resurrection? We know that it's a fact, but we're like Martha. We say, in the last day will be the resurrection. Some other time. But not for me right now. Not for this terrible difficulty, this burden that I'm bearing. No, that's not going to get better. We think that all the time. Now, you think that all the time, too. I must admit, in my life, I kind of have multiple occurrences much more than you, because I know more people in more difficult circumstances. But we all know and have experienced death. I'm talking about death as the fathers understand it. I'm not talking about the body dying. I'm talking about the soul being deadened to God. You should experience it in your own life. Do you feel you're completely alive to God? I don't think so. You shouldn't. Because there's that war, that enmity that's working in your heart against God. You have to struggle against it. And it's a mystery. How we struggle, it's a mystery how we are victorious, because God provides the victory. But He will provide that victory. This story gives me much consolation throughout the year, because when I see people that are 2, 3, 4 days dead, I know that God can raise them. I know that God can change them. And I know that I am responsible, not for them being raised. God does that. But I'm responsible because of that knowledge, because I say that I am a Christian, that I must pray for them and believe for them, even if they don't believe themselves. I don't want you to get the wrong idea. We shouldn't have an inflated view of ourselves and our prayers. I feel my prayers are nothing, but they're required by God for some reason that I don't fathom. And therefore, I must pray for those that I see that are 1, 2, 3, 4 days dead. And also myself, because I feel death working in me. I must learn the lesson that Martha learned from her second encounter with Christ. The first one, she said she believed there would be a resurrection in the next day. And the Lord said, I'm the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? She says, yes. But then when he goes to the tomb and he says, open it, she says, Lord, it's been 4 days and he stinks. She didn't quite believe. I think that definitely describes me. I think it describes you too, actually. We must learn to believe God will raise all ourselves and our sins, especially those sins that don't quite go away, those sins that we can't get rid of, those sins that we really feel an addiction to, those sins that we hate and that make us ashamed and yet they keep coming back. God can deliver you from all those. Not in the next day, today. Loved ones that are not doing well, they don't look like they're doing well. They haven't done well for a long time. It's hard to believe they'll ever do well. I think we're like Martha and we say, the body stinks. Yeah, we believe, but we don't believe enough. But God will help us if we just only pray and we struggle ourselves with our own sins. And we cultivate that feeling that Jesus had. I think you have to do it. I don't think a person's fully Christian until they weep. I don't mean with tears that come from your eyes. I mean that they look at the world, they look at their loved ones, they look at their own actions, and they weep because they're not what they should be, and they are death. A person should weep. And then comes consolation. because the Lord will raise Lazarus from the grave, and the grave clothes will be taken off, and that man, Lazarus, that is us, that is our soul, that is the soul of your